And we are back. Welcome, guys. My name is DK, and in this video, I'm going to be talking about two player props that I like for tomorrow on Prize Picks. If this is your first time watching, well, cover content for Prize Picks, NBA, NFL, Daily Fantasy Sports. The sponsor of the video, that would be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not on Parlay Play, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus, or can use the code DKDFS, but they're making a lot of really cool updates. They now have alt lines over on Parlay Play. So give it a try, guys. Again, if you do click that link and deposit, it really does help support the channel, so greatly appreciate that. My best advice is always to get in as many of these sportsbooks / DFS sites as possible. And if you're looking for more content, as always, you can check my Patreon link down below. I also did just recently start a dub club for those interested in sportsbook plays. Sportsbook specific props. Check that out too. Link is in my Twitter bio. Okay, so I got to show you guys this. I know it's been a little bit. Also, let me know, do you guys prefer these short videos where I'm just giving some picks, or do you prefer the live stream that I did last week, or go very in-depth into my process? So about an hour, 15-minute stream, show you guys kind of everything of what I do every single day when looking for props. Let me know which type of content you guys prefer, those streams or these short little videos. But I got to show you guys this, man. I'm still in moose piss, man, from this last night. And there's people that think that they run worse than me, right? Look at it. Look at that. Look at it. Still just, I was frozen solid for hours last night. Just frozen. Durin, foul trouble, lost out in some minutes. Hook, 25x. There's a lot of comments though that were like, why do you have five Pistons in one slip? They don't understand the correlation of stacking a game. And really all you need, again, I've been super, super successful in these game stacks. All you need is for the game to be, you know, a bit higher scoring, to shoot out a bit. And stacking up one team or stacking up one game specifically, right? Because like when you're trying to hit a 25x, hitting like six, if you put like six players from six different games, it's much, much harder, right? There's more positive correlation when you are stacking up one game. It's kind of like the same thing with NFL DFS when you want to stack up, you know, quarterbacks, wide receivers, right? It's a pretty similar concept. Again, we've hit three 25x's since beginning of 2024, and I've gotten hooked on like three of them too. So been super, I should have had like six 25x slips by now, and I barely play maybe one a day too. So that was insanely tilting. But yeah, I had a 4-2 day overall on Prize Picks, and I had a hook. Buddy Hield at his PRA over hooked by one, so that was no fun. But still on 4-2, and did hit the giddy discount, paired him with Caruso fantasy score, so that was nice. Okay, so let's talk about these two picks. Pick number one, I'm looking to, we're going to be a PRA prop. We're going to go down to Jamal Murray, currently at 32.5. And we're going to take more than 32.5 PRA for Jamal Murray. So what I've noticed recently with Denver, they've been running very tight rotations. They've been giving the starters big minutes. Like, look at their most recent game. Now, I know this went to overtime, but still, Jokic played like 39, almost 40 minutes in regulation. Jamal Murray played like 37.5 minutes in regulation. Big minutes for these other starters. And in a huge game like this against Boston, I would expect a similar rotation, maybe even a couple more minutes for those two main Denver guys. But yeah, like taking a look at Jamal Murray, like 38 minutes here, right? 42 in overtime. This game got injured. This game was a blowout. 36 minutes here. I think we're going to get high 30s minutes from Jamal Murray. And again, it's really him and Jokic running the show offensively. Like in the most recent game, what was the usage rate? Murray had a 31% usage rate. Nikola Jokic had a 30% usage rate. The next highest was MPJ at 23. And then below that was Gordon at 15. So those are the two running the show offensively. Expect big minutes from both. This game should stay competitive. And yeah, so we're going to take, again, Jamal Murray, more than 32.5 PRA, pick number one. And we're going to go pair that with a Jimmy Butler assist prop, currently at 5.5. So what do we know here for Miami? So we know that Tyler Hero's out. That obviously gives a bit of an assist bump to Jimmy Butler. But let's take a look at the Jimmy Butler's assist numbers since returning from All-Star break, right? I want to take a look. All right, so what has he been doing? So five games played. He's averaging almost 13 potential assists a game and 45.5 passes made a game. So Jimmy Butler's been, you know, the primary playmaker. The next highest there is Terry Rozier at 7.8. You did have Tyler Hero in one of those games as well. So probably the numbers look a little bit better here for Jimmy. But potential assist numbers are great. The juice is on the over. If you take a look at sportsbooks right now, if it's going to load, I do have DraftKings Sportsbook up. And let's go over to Miami. Jimmy Butler, 5.5. The juice is on the over, -125. This is a game that should stay competitive. This Miami-Dallas game, what's the total right now in this game? It's a pace-up spot here for Miami, obviously going up against Dallas. We got, 228.5 over-under. So, game should stay competitive. Should be played at a fast pace. And again, Butler's been the primary playmaker here. Potential assists have been great on him. So, we're going to take pick number two, Jimmy Butler, more than 5.5 assists. But yeah, guys, let me know. Again, do you prefer the streams where I go very in-depth in my process, or do you prefer the short videos where I'm just giving a couple picks? Let me know in the comment section down below. But as always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. See you guys all in the next video.